Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Shalom Ben Gila, Shoshana Bas Sipor Tziril, and Yishirel Sigalik Bas Sipor Chagidim, Rafal Moshe Chaim Ben Yafa Shena Chamka, Rafal Shalom Yisrach Shai Chole Yisrael. We're continuing our series in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. We are now in Perek Tes, Halacha Yedalid. The Rambam says that how are B'nai Noach Mitzuvin Al Adinim, that they have to appoint judges in every province to judge the other six mitzvahs and to warn the nation. And Ben Noach was over on one of the Sheva mitzvahs, is Yeharik B'sayif, and Mipnei Zen is Chayiv U'Kol Ba'al Shechem Ariga. That's how the Rambam explains the story with Shechem, that the people in Shechem were Chayiv Hariga because Shechem Gazal, he stole, and they saw and they didn't judge him. And Ben Noach is Ne'erag Be'ed Echad V'Dayin Echad, one aid, one dying, without asra, valpi kroven, avalo beidus isha, not eidus isha, avalo tadun, isha lahem, and a woman should not judge them. Very good. So the Ramban al Torah in Parashas Vayishlach, Perak Yudal, Amdal, Pasuk Yud, and the Yad Raman, Sanhedrin, and Vav Amid Beis, and the Lecha Mishnah here, ask on the Rambam, who understands the gather of mitzvahs dinim libnei Noach from the Sugin Mesecha Sanhedrin, and Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says that bnei Noach, Rabbeinu Noach commanded on Dinim. It says that there were 10 mitzvahs given in Mara, 7 mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and Kibud Av Shabbos in Dinim. So you see that Dinim is in addition to the 7 mitzvahs it was given in Mara, and it's not one of the 7 mitzvahs. So the Gemara answers, Lo Nitzucha La'idav Eidim V'Asra. It's coming to teach you, no, that really they were commanded on Dinim, and what was added in Mara was Eida Eidim, that they need 23 judges, they need Eidim and Hasra. That was added in Mara. So then the Gemara asks, so then what's the pshat that they added dinim? It wasn't dinim that were added in Mara, but rather it was dayanim, mitzvahs dayanim, as Rashi says, that were added in Mara. So maivo sifu aleim dinim, it wasn't dinim, it was dayanim. So you already see from this that the Gemara makes a distinction between the mitzvah of dinim and the mitzvah of dayanim. And then the Gemara continues, and gives another shot at it. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav lo nitzuch al dine knosos. Rav says that, you know what was added on in Mara? Knosos. Until now they were just they were commanded in regular dinim, and now they added on knosos. So then the Gemara says, no, v'hosifu bid dinim k'amibayla. It should say v'hosifu bid dinim. They added on to the dinim, they added on knosos. That's not what it says. It says v'hosifu dinim. It's v'hosifu aleim dinim. They added on dinim Shabbos and kibud avim. So that was what it said in the Brisa. It said eser mitzvahs nitzdavu b'mara, 7 of bnei Noach vehosifu aleim, and they added dinim Shabbos and kibud avim, which it said vehosifu bidinim. They added on to the dinim knasos. Ela mervacha b'yankiv lenitzucha ela lahoshiv beizim b'chol pelech u'pelech b'chol ir v'ir. So you know what was added in Mara? Bnei Noach were in stav ala dinim, and what was added was judges, that they should appoint judges in every province, in every city. So this doesn't sound like the Rambam, does it? Because the Rambam says that the mitzvah of dinim is to appoint judges. And here you see in the Gemara, Bachar Bar Yankov says that what was added in Mara was lahoshiv based in b'chol pelech u'pelech u'b'chol ir v'ir. So from here, you see that dinim are not the same as dayanim. And the Gemara asks on that, and the Gemara says, no, Bnei Noach already had that too. Bnei Noach already had the dayanim. Atanya k'shem shenitzdav Yisrael lahoshiv batei dinim b'chol pelech u'pelech u'b'chol ir v'ir. So just like the Jews were commanded to have batei dinim in every province and every city, so to Bnei Noach were commanded. So you can't say that was added on in Mara, and that batei dinim were added on in Mara, because batei dinim was already from before. Elo amar Rava, haytana, tana de Rav Menashe de Mapik, Tana de Menashe demapik doch va'il sach. So this Tana of the Braisa that says that the dinim were added on in Mara, Masha, that it's not Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, that's Tana de Menashe, because they take out dinim and Birchas Hashem, that's Dach, and they put in Sach. Seirus and Kalayim, the Isser of Seirus and the Isser of Kalayim, forbidden mixtures and tying up the tubes to prevent a pregnancy. So that's what it means when it says that they added on dinim, because they didn't have them before, because it wasn't one of their Sheva Mitzvahs. So Al Kopanim, we see from this Gemara that our Shavas Dayanim is in Mitzvahs Dinim, because we wanted to say that was the Hosaf on Mara. The Gemara says Vaiter Abraisa that it wasn't added in Mara, they already had it before, but the assumption is that Dinim, the assumption of the Gemara seems to be that Dinim is something different than Dayanim. There's the mitzvah of Dinim, and on top of Dinim they also have Dayanim. So the Lechem Mishnah, but the primary mitzvah is Dinim. So the Rambam, who says that the mitzvah of Dinim is just Dayanim, the Rambam who says that the mitzvah of Dinim is just Dayanim doesn't seem to shtim with this Gemara. Because even when the Gemara rejects Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the Gemara seems to be learning that there's Dinim and Dayanim. And the Rambam says, no, it's just Dayanim. There's no mitzvah of Dinim. So the Lechem Mishnah famously asks on this, from this Gemara on the Rambam, other Achronim learn the Rambam, this Gemara is a raya for the Rambam, so hopefully there's a lot of discussion about this Rambam, trust me, sweet friends. So we are going to go on the derech of the Gaon Rav David Yitzchak Mann, is that Sal, Hagoyen HaGadol Me'od, and also Gemara wanted to say that what was added on was Knassos, meaning first they were Dinim, regular Dinim, and then they added on to the regular Dinim Knassos. They added on fines to the regular Din. It's not like the Rambam, because again the Rambam says that what's Dinim? Dinim is Hoshavas Dayanim. That's the mitzvah. And not the actual laws. So, that's the first kasha, that the Rambam seems to be neged Sigis HaGemara. Now, the Lechem Mishnah speaks out the question, the Ramban alludes to the Gemara. But the Haimek Sheila, the Netziv, writes that what the Ramban meant, that the Gemara is not like the Rambam, is the Sugya Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph. It says that Dinim, V'hadinim Kuma Sehu V'kachashiv, it says there that Dinim, that Sheva Mitzvahs are Sheva Al Tase, that the Mitzvahs are passive, not to do things. So what about Dinim? Dinim is kum vaseh, and it's considered one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. So the Gemara answers, it's both. It's kum vaseh, and it's also Sheva Al Taisa. So Bishlam Adas HaRamban, Dinim is all Dinei Mominus. So you also have in Dinei Mominus, you have a say, and you also have Sheva Al Taisa. That's included in Dinei Mominus. Like the Ramban learns, that's Dinim, laws, Dinei Mominus. But Adas HaRamban, only the kum va'asei of Hashav is dayanim. There's only a kum va'asei of Hashav. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Our teretz is that there's both kum va'asei and sheva al tase. No, there isn't. according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's only Kumvase. Where's the Sheval Tyson or Shevas Dayanim? Ayin Shem and the Lecha Mishnah. And the Ramban asked in the Ran and Defnun Vavam and Beis, why are they Chayav Misal on not being Moshev Dayanim and not appointing Dayanim? That by Bnei Noach the rule is as harasan, zohi misasan, that their warning is their misa. So what's an azhara? An azhara is a maniyah, it's a warning, don't do this. So how can you say that they're chayav misa on the azhara when there is no azhara on a Shabbos Dayanim? Because azhara is a warning, don't. And this is a do. So that's another kasha on the Rambam from Sigis HaGemara. So, as one Magachir says jokingly, the Rambam l'shitasam neged Sigis HaGemara. But we always know, in the end, the Rambam's going to come out on top of Siyata Dishmaya, and everything is going to be beautiful. Now, the Rambam writes that that's why they killed Bnei Shechem. Bnei Shechem were killed because Shechem stole, and they didn't judge him. Why he took Dina? The Ramban and the Rana ask, why do we need Mitzad Dinim? You have to come on to Dinim. The Shiva Amim were not over the Avodah Zarah. They weren't Megale Arayos. They didn't do every abomination under the sun. It says, Ki Eskola Toivosa El Asu. They did all the abominations. So you have to come on to Dinim to kill them. Again, this is all in the olden days. Today we don't kill anybody. But Bisman HaTorah, Yad Yisrael Takifa, they were Chayiv Misa. And so asked the Ramban asked, if it's true, that they were guilty of not placing judges, appointing judges, then why did Yaakov get so angry? He himself should have done it. That's the din. So he should have been Zocha b'Misasim himself. The answer is that it's not Masa Yaakov Banu Lasas Lam Din. So it's not up to them. So why does the Rambam write Mitzad Dinim? Because they didn't keep Dinim. That's why they were killed. If it was the right thing to kill them, then Yaakov himself should have done it. Now there's a Mandi Amar and Dafnun Vavam and Beis. That Bnei Noach weren't mitzvah al adinim. And there's a man diomar and zayin amid aleph that they're only nerag al gimel averus, and one of them isn't dinim. So according to those opinions, that Bnei Noach lo mitzvah al adinim, or ein nerag emel al gimel arayis. So according to those opinions, why did they kill Bnei Shechem? So the answer is it was shalok adin, and that's why Yaakov got angry at them. So why does the Rama? How can the Rama prove from this that they have the mitzvah of dinim? Just like according to those mandiyamars, it's no raya. According to those mandiyamars, they were doing shaloka din, because there is no mitzvah of dinim. So too, according to us, it's also not a raya. So, Rambam is very shver. The Ran asks in the Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayishlach, Eich yadunu ha-melech veinu masur lahem. How are they supposed to judge the king? How are they supposed to go and to Shechem and start judging him? Who are they? They're Anus. The Rambam paskins that if you're Anus, you don't get punished by Bnei Noach. For Ramaz Lazar Ramban, Ayin Shami Yerushalmi, that Bnei Noach, there's no Isser of Los Seguru Bnei Ish. They're allowed to be afraid. We have an Isser of Los Seguru Bnei Ish. Judge isn't allowed to be afraid, but they are. So they're honest. They don't want to get in trouble, start judging the king. So how can they be mischayev misa when they're afraid? They're allowed to be afraid. And also, if it's true that it was because of dinim, why were the ketanim killed? It says kol zachar. The Rambam writes that b'bnei noach katan is pater. And the Rambam himself writes kol ba'al ishchem. How are kol ba'al ishchem chayev? What about Katan v'shaytu our potter? So in the Tshuvas Shol Meshiv Madur Tinyan Chelik Aleph Simin Yedalid. He writes that Bnei Noach gam katan chayev, because katanus bishurim. Halach l'moshe misinai. We have shiurim l'halach l'moshe misinai. Bnei Noach don't. Bnei Noach don't. And the raya is that by Shechem, ketanim were killed. So they don't have the shiurim of it. They're chayiv. They don't have shiurim. We have ketanim and gedolim. They don't. So this is the sholem meishiv. But this is very difficult to understand. Because what about the ketanim shelo egiu l'chal das? If the 3-year-old, the 4-year-olds, they're guilty. L'yecholiyot. Shechem, they were also killed. And the kashi is why? They're not chayiv. So in the Tosefta, in Perek Tes of Vodazar, Alocha Dalet, it says, Aladinim Ketzad. Shem Shisol Mitzuvim Lahoshiv Bat Dinim by Yerushalayim, Kach Bnei Noach Mitzuv Lahoshiv Bat Dinim by Yerushalayim. That's Lahedjik Mosh Kosev Rambam. That just like Yisrael are Mitzuv Lahoshiv Bat Dinim by Yerus, so to Bnei Noach, they're also Mitzuvim. That's like the Rambam says, they're Mitzuvim Dayanim. And the Lashon of the Rambam is Ketzad. That's Kalashon HaTosefta. Aladinim Ketzad. The Rambam also says Ketzad. The Rambam's Lashon. Ketzad Mitzuvim Aladinim. And he explains to have judges. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Tosefta. The only thing is that in the Tosefta, interestingly enough, he writes Ketzad on all 7 mitzvahs. The Rambam only writes Ketzad on Dinim. So what's the difference? Why in the Tosefta is the Ketzad on all 7 mitzvahs, and the Rambam, the Ketzad is only on Dinim? We also have to understand Seder Divrei Rambam. After he writes Dinim, or Hoshavas HaDayanim, he says that Bnei Noach are killed B'Sayif, and then he writes the Inyan of Shechem, and then he writes the Din of Eid Echad V'Dayan Echad. So why did he interrupt with the Din of Sayif between Hoshavas Dayanim and Hariga Shechem? Hariga Shechem is because of the mitzvah of Dayanim. Because the difficulty is not why they were killed B'Cherev, the difficulty is why they were killed at all. So what's the Rambam interrupting in between, telling us about the mitzvah of Dayanim and the Harigas Shechem? The Rambam interrupts with Saif. What does that have to do with anything? The Rambam should have said that afterwards. Uben Noach Nerak Be'edech or Be'dayinech or Be'lo'asrav Al-Pikrovim with Saif. Should have put it there. So obviously Mafsik in the middle. So Kedarkenu B'Kodesh, we mamish hifgazno, we shelled the Rambam with kashes, and we only deconstruct in order to reconstruct, of course, in order to see the godless of the Rambam, of the Torah, to see how everything is going to come together. B'siyata Dishmaya, Hashem should give us the koach and the moach to continue, and we will conclude here, and give ourselves a bracha that we should all be zoche. Lilmodu l'lamei lishmar v'lasu l'kayim is called divrei salma terasa b'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.